Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Next time you take a look at any kind of packaging in South Africa, whether it has to do with the container board or flexible packages that are typically used for consumable goods that we use on a daily basis, think your coffee, your yogurt, and other consumables that we often use. Think of Sappi, a well-known paper and pulp producer based with diversified interest in businesses in global markets right across 150 countries. Today, they published their results, and we're going to deep dive into what those numbers do reveal by touching base with the CEO, Steve Binney. Steve, thank you so much for your time this evening, and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Loretta. Thank you for the opportunity.
Excited to touch base with you. And I guess first things first, if we do take a look at the financial results for the year end, 30 September, interesting dynamics in terms of the loss and the pressure points that you've experienced, specifically from weak paper markets. But for those of us who aren't very close to the industry, help us consolidate and I guess contextualize where some of the pressure points are coming from.
Yeah, look, it was a tough year. We started the year reasonably well. But then as we moved into 2025, we started to see significant macroeconomic pressures. Obviously, we saw all the noise around tariffs, and that had an impact on global trade flows. We have a big business in Europe, and the European economy has been very subdued in recent years. It's never truly recovered from COVID, and in fact, sales volumes in that region are still not back at pre-COVID levels. So generally speaking, these macroeconomic conditions across the globe had an impact on the selling prices for most of our products, which obviously, you know, impacted on profitability, you know, during the course of the year. The underlying demand for most products is pretty good, but selling prices has been the main pressure point that is negatively impacted on us. And what we've been doing, particularly in Europe, is a strong focus on costs. And in fact, we've been actually taking out some capacity in our European operations because demand has been so weak in that part of the world.
I want us to zone into South Africa before we expand further on your international operations. But locally, you have your DWP, dissolving wood pulp pricing, which has added to some of the pressure that you touched on. And for many of us who drive around the Midlands in KZN or even parts of Mpumalanga, I'm aware that you actually do, source some of your wood from these particular markets. I guess, give us context regarding the full value chain. And as you mentioned, the market pricing is what's distorted. But in terms of overall operations and certain sectors that you supply to, like the citrus industry, what are the dynamics there? And are there ongoing threats in the short to medium term?
Look, we have a great South African business. We are, most of the products that we make in South Africa are actually exported, and the two biggest categories are dissolving wood pulp and consumer board, container board. And dissolving wood pulp, and maybe some of your listeners know this, maybe others don't, but dissolving wood pulp is used to ultimately make clothing and textiles. Mm. It's a product that competes with cotton. It's a high quality product, and its advantage is because it comes from wood as its raw material source. It's a renewable, sustainable resource, so it has a much better environmental footprint. Now, most of the product that we sell, goes to Asia, places like China, and they make clothes there, which are exported all over the world. Now, and that's why in the previous question, I was saying that the global trade flows has an impact on our business. So we have a tremendous business in South Africa that exports these products, and we're globally competitive. But unfortunately, we're at the mercy of the global trade flows. On the containerboard side, we mainly go into making the boxes that go into fruit and specifically citrus fruit exports, and that's been a tremendous success story for South Africa. The citrus exports have been growing for a number of years and will continue to grow, and we have we're very excited about the prospects to support that growth for the South African economy.
100%. I'm also quite keen just to ask about your paper mills. I'm aware that you do have some operations in certain markets in South Africa that would also provide paper pulp and newsprint. What dynamics are you witnessing there? And I ask this as a member of the media who's also witnessed that many of our peers in the print environment have also been seeing some pressure.
Yeah, that's right. We, as you said in your opening, we make all the different types of paper that are out there, specifically to newsprint. Unfortunately, as you know, the demand for newsprint is has been dropping over the years. We make the newspaper up at in Gondwana in Mpumalanga. It's the last paper machine left. Newspaper machine left in the country, so all the newspaper that you read still in the country all come from that mill. It's been really difficult. The demand for newspapers sadly has been reducing over the years, and we continue to have to manage that going forward, and it is challenging. Similarly, the office paper for printing, as people print less and go online more for the sources of news and the likes, that does create challenges in those environments.
I guess that's an intriguing point, especially for us who might interact with these newspapers and be from the media industry. I guess casting our eye to the international markets that you're exposed to, you touched on some of the pressure points in Europe as well as North America and the exposure that you have to the ongoing trade conditions and the uncertainty. I'm quite keen to understand, Steve, you've been in the industry for quite a while, been with SAPI since 2012. So when you look at the overall trends and themes in the industry to ensure that SAPI remains competitive, are there new levers or pillars and opportunities that you might be looking to participate in future?
I think the exciting opportunity is, although we've seen a reduced demand for office paper and newspapers, there is increased appetite for paper for packaging purposes.
Yes.
Obviously, plastics are not good for the environment, and lots of the big consumer good companies want to replace plastics with paper, and that's creating huge opportunities for SAPI, both domestically here in South Africa and obviously globally. So, you know, the investments that we've been making in recent years are to move into the packaging space. And then it's similarly on the clothing front. Cotton is not as good for the environment as wood. And so lots of people, lots of your listeners will be wearing clothes that come from wood fiber. And it's been growing for a number of years. Something like 6% of global clothing and textile now comes from wood fiber. And that's growing at an ever-increasing pace and creates significant opportunities for SAPI.
Got you. To close off with, this one's for shareholders. I am aware that you are looking to significantly support your debt reduction efforts. You're scaling back on CapEx expenditure, keeping that below 5.2 billion rand annually for the next 2 years. But in terms of opportunities and perhaps what shareholders can hold you accountable to, give us some context as to what we can expect in the next 12 to 18 months.
There's a strong focus from our side on reducing the debt. That's our number one priority. We've completed the investment program that I referred to earlier. And so step one is obviously to reduce CapEx. As I said to you, we are taking out significant costs across the business, mainly in Europe, and that will boost profitability. And then the other factor, being a large manufacturing organization, we've got to maximize our production, maximize the efficiencies in the mill, and that will boost profitability. So we've set ourselves a target of reducing our debt substantially, and we're going to be doing that over the next 2 or 3 years. So you can see it's a strong focus on what we can control. The macroeconomic environment is, you know, we can't influence all the factors. So we can only focus on what we control, and we call it back to basics. So it's a focus on production, efficiency, costs, all of those things, and we will substantially reduce our debt if we can improve on those metrics.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Mr. Binny. Really appreciate your time. That's Steve Binny, the CEO of SAPI.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.